AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Experts now say more than 21 million people had sensitive personal data stolen by hackers. Obama administration officials are acknowledging the breach of U.S. government computer systems was far more severe than previously disclosed. Correspondent Martin DeCaro reports on steps those involved could take to protect themselves.
The breach of government computer systems has left millions vulnerable to identity theft. The victims now being offered free credit monitoring.
You can be a victim of identity theft in ways other than via credit. One of the more popular ones that's come about lately is tax ID theft.
Bankrate.com financial analyst Greg McBride says there's a big black market for your personal information.
It's not necessarily that you're going to immediately see the signs of identity theft. It's rather that your information can be sold again and again and again.
Hackers stole social security numbers, health histories, and financial and employment data, even residency histories. I'm Martin DeCaro.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has signed the bill that moves the Confederate flag to the state's relic room, more than 50 years after the banner began flying at the State House to protest the civil rights movement.
While we're still grieving, and the grieving is going to last for a long time, when the emotions start to fade, the history of the actions that took place by everyone in South Carolina to get us to this moment is one that we can all be proud of.
The banner will be unfurled at a 10 a.m. ceremony on Friday. U.S. regulators are taking DuPont to task for a massive gas leak last year that killed four workers at a Texas plant. They placed the chemical company in its severe violator enforcement program. Greece has finally met a deadline that counted on Thursday, delivering a series of sweeping proposals to its creditors before midnight. They're rushing toward a weekend deal to stave off financial collapse. This is AP Radio News. New York City is set for a traditional welcome for the winners of the Women's World Cup, a ticker tape parade up Broadway.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said the city had no plan in advance to honor the national women's soccer team. But once they captured the World Cup for the first time since 1999, a parade up the route traced by Charles Lindbergh and John Glenn became the obvious tribute.
When people said, hey, we should do this, this belongs in New York City, this is an extraordinary moment in American history, it didn't take us long to say, hey, you're right.
Ordinarily, a mayor waits at City Hall at the parade's end to welcome the honorees. This time, de Blasio will ride in the parade himself. Experience he expects will be, in his words, magical. Warren Levinson, New York.
Former NFL All-Star quarterback Ken Stabler has died at 69, complications from colon cancer. He led the Raiders to a Super Bowl victory and was the NFL's most valuable player in 74. Obituaries also include actor Irwin Keyes. He played Hugo the Bodyguard on TV's The Jeffersons. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.